breast.
Gizzard, they call it. Pen, they didn't call it liberty.
Yeah, liver and gizzard and breast and pretty bone and the thighs and the legs.
Yeah. Talking yesterday about sausage. What did they call them? You know, the intestines of the hog there that they would stuff those sausage in? What did they call that?
Oh, the big guts, didn't they? The stuffed sausage in guts.
Yeah, guts.
Was that kind of like chitlins or was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was
same thing.
Did any of them ever eat those?
I never did. Nobody, none of our... My brother, my daddy used to like them.
Eat those chitlins?
My daddy used to say that it tasted like oysters. But you had to soak them ever so long, you know. I don't know how you did it, but my mother used to know.
They called them chitlins, didn't they?
They had to soak them in soda water and this and that and the other and scrape them. I don't know about it, but I never did do it, but she used to for my daddy.
Somebody said those things smell pretty bad when you cook them.
They did. Till they get them soaked, you had to soak them for several days.
Oh, yeah. That's like a lot of people that eat. I know my grandfather, he was a big possum hunter. He'd catch a possum, but he'd keep them about 2 or 3 weeks and feed them. Yeah, he said he had to clean the possum out or something to eat them, but I had that and it was pretty good meat. I like
He's got a little bit of fainty taste to me. My mother used to cook them. She liked them. And she'd cook them, put sweet potatoes around them.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather did that. He'd always sweet potatoes with them.
Way back when people used to use oxen, this was a long time before the people wouldn't put mules in the logwood. They'd use oxen all year. You didn't never hear mule being in the logwood back when I was real small. And they said that the fella went home with the fella one day for dinner on the neighbors. When the oxen got real old and like men, anybody be real old, a lot of people would put him in good shape and kill him, for beef.
Yes.
And a lot of folks have done that. And sometimes one got killed on the railroad, they'd go get him.
He's a beef.
Beef. I said this fella went, that somebody had an ox team and killed one of them, had him kill one of them. He was getting too old to work, but he was fat enough to be able to kill him. And this sheriff fella went home with him that one day for dinner, and he done heard about him killing that ox. And he had beef stew for dinner. So this man took out some on his plate. This man asked him to say the blessing. Asked the blessing. And said he just done it for the other man. They said that was true. I used to know who it was, but I forgot. He done had it, made it rhyme off like I told you yesterday. Said, old ox, how come you here? You've been beat and cuffed for many a year. Been beat and cuffed and taken all kind of abuse. And now here you are for table use. You can hear him tell that joke.
They make pretty good tasting beef.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. Those eggs, that inside part of the egg. What did they usually call that?
Yolk.
And you were telling me about. You talking about churning and all yesterday, I was like, after you milk the cow, what was the first thing you usually did with the...
You strain the milk.
Strain that milk. Yeah.
Didn't they churn it and...
They let it, they called it clabber, let it salver, like clabber. Have you ever seen clabber milk?
I don't think so.
And